Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me. Yes, amen, amen. Stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Shammah, you are with me. You supply all my needs. More than enough, more than enough, you are more than enough for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me. Jehovah Rapha, you my Elah, by your stripes I've been set free. Jehovah Shammah, you are with me, you supply all my need.
Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Here tonight to supply our needs. He is more than enough for us tonight. He is here to supply our needs. Where two or three are gathered together in His name, there He is in their midst. And tonight, He is more than enough for us because He is here. We thank the Lord for yet another moment like this that He has given us for us to be in His house. Lord, we thank you for even journey mercies that you have given to us from our homes, Lord. You brought us together, Lord, as we sit at your feet. Lord, we know that to God there will be something great for us. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you. As many that were not able to come, Lord, we pray that, oh God, wherever they are, you know what made them unable to be here. Father, we remember them this hour, oh God. Bless them also, Lord. We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, we have a prayer request here. As if the saints could remember Sister Faith in Mayo, she is not feeling well. Praise the Lord. He is here, the healer is here, and so we believe before even we leave here, our sister will be healed wherever she is. Amen. As we stand, let us just open the word. Our spiritual mirror, our spiritual menu, and see what kind of food that the Lord has for us tonight. And we open to Matthew 15. We'll read two scriptures, Matthew 15, reading from 21 to 28. And then Hebrews 11:1. How many are happy to be here tonight? God richly bless you. Let's hear the word of God. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Amen. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray once again, O Lord, as we have read your word, O God. Father, you are the only one that can interpret, Lord, unto us. You are the only one that can make this, O Lord, a living word, O God, because it is your word. Father, bless your word tonight. Let it, O God, come unto us in a special way, O God, to quicken us, to lift us up, and even to heal our wounds, Lord. Wherever, Lord Jesus, there is a vacuum, Father, let it be filled. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? And tonight we have a topic. Faith has no hindrance. Praise God. Faith has no hindrance. And we as a church, as last week we all agreed upon, that there are things in the house here that we need to pick and pray over. There are brothers, there are sisters who are in need. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are one body in Christ Jesus. Amen. If one suffers, we all suffer. Hallelujah. Where there is joy, we all also rejoice. Amen. And so we put today that we will pray that as many that are looking for job, looking for documents, amen, the Lord will open a way. Amen. Praise the Lord. That we will come back here and give testimony to the glory of God. Because faith has no hindrance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Faith has no hindrance. Faith is a subject, the prophet said, is a very big subject. You can never finish preaching on faith. Praise God. And in the message book, Perseverance, Chicago, 1963, the prophet said, "Now that little word faith means so much, and yet we strike it so lightly." Amen. Praise God. He said, that little word, faith, means so much, but we strike it lightly. We don't take it serious. He said, faith only based on the word of God, because faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So we hear the word of God every day. We read the word of God every day. Where is our faith then? It's a challenge to you and me tonight, my brother. Faith has no hindrance. He said, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing what? Hearing the word of God. And so when we hear, where are the works? Praise God. Hallelujah. Where are the evidence that the word that we have been hearing, it is increasing our faith, and that we have something to bring to show that of truth? The word that we have been hearing, faith has been what? Has been anchored. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you read, continue to read on Hebrews 11 as verse 3, the scripture says, through faith, the world was formed by the word of God. See, through faith, the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hallelujah. See, the trees that we see, the rivers, the mountains, they were not something that was used to form them. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There wasn't anything to be used to form the world, to frame the world. Amen. The Bible says it was through what? Faith. Amen. That the world was framed. And so that takes us to Genesis. And let's look at what's happened there. He said, Genesis 1, 2. He says, and the earth was without form. You see? The earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. See? Without form. There was nothing. Praise the Lord. To bring something out of it. It was without form, void, and darkness was upon what? The face of the deep. And what happened? He said the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Praise the Lord. Faith. Light was nowhere. That's why I said faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There was no light anywhere. My sister, there was no light anywhere. Then God said, let there be light. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you could see that there was what? All those things. See, it was void. without form. There were some kind of hindrances. But hindrance, faith has no hindrance. If there is a hindrance, it will break through that hindrance. Praise the Lord. And Hebrews 11:6, he said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Because he worked by faith right from the beginning. He worked by faith. He framed the world by faith. And so he said, without faith, we cannot what? Please him. And so, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Must believe that he is. Praise the Lord. He is as he is able. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That is the point. That is the point. To reward, only you will diligently, if you will diligently seek him. That is the word. It is not haphazardly. Not haphazardly. But diligently, with all reverence, believing that he is. Oh, praise the Lord. And when you look at Hebrews again, 2, he said, that the elders obtain a good report. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Hallelujah. By faith, they returned a good report. Amen. And the Bible tells us, again, somewhere in Hebrews, he said, for that reason, we should be followers of them. The true faith and patience, they were able to inherit what? The promise. Hallelujah. See, we should be full. He said, for by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Amen. And so we have been also asked to do what? That's true. We should be followers of them. Amen. That through that same faith, we will also obtain a good report. Praise the Lord. So we will start with our father of faith, Abraham. Praise the Lord. Abraham, the Bible says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. He believed God. And brother, faith is believing. Because if you don't have faith, you cannot believe. Before, we were saying that, oh, seeing is believing. Eh? Seeing is believing. But now I've come to know that it is not seeing. Many people have seen, but still they can't believe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Pharisees saw him, but they couldn't believe. So it is not seeing. Oh, when I see it before I believe. People see, but they can't still believe. The word is here. They see it, yet they can't believe it. They can't take it. Don't do this. The Bible tells you. The scripture tells you. The word of God tells you. It has to take faith before you can what? You can act on it. Because you see it, and even you hear it, and still you run over it. So it's not seeing, it's believing. But faith is believing.
Praise the Lord. It has to take faith. And so the prophet said, you can't explain faith. You can't explain faith. He said, it is something that you believe.
Hallelujah.
And it is so solid that there is nothing else will take its place. Then somebody will say that, see, God is immortal and we are mortals. Listen to what the prophet said here. He said, we are mortals and he knows that. He knows that. God knows that you are mortal, yes? And we only understand as mortals. We only know as mortals. We only know as our senses will let us to know. But he said, and the rest of it, we have to believe by faith.
Hallelujah.
He said, we have to say there is a God. Whether we see him or not, we believe it. Whether we see him or not, we believe it anyhow. That there is a God.
Hallelujah.
That is faith. See? Whether there is or not, we still believe it because God said so.
Hallelujah.
He said, like Abraham, he could not see that son that was promised him. He could not see that son. No sign, no pregnancy of Sarah. No even any menstruation period, or anything. But yet, God said so. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said, Abraham, all hopes, you see, Sarah's womb was dead. And he himself, the stream of life, had dried up. And her life also, Sarah's life also had dried up within her. And yet, the scripture says, he staggered not at the promise of God and through unbelief, but was strong, giving praise, knowing that God was able to perform anything he said he would do. He believed that God would perform it. Anything that he has said, God will perform it.
Amen.
That's Abraham's faith. And we should be followers of him because we are the seeds of Abraham. He said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should, after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. That is faith. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. That is faith, obedience. That's faith. Obedience to the word.
Amen.
That's faith. He said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as a strange, in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. You see? He sojourned in a land, a foreign land, a strange land, dwelling in what? Tabernacles.
Amen.
That means the place where they lived, they took it not to be a permanent place. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They never took it as a permanent place. My brother, my sister. The same also we are sojourning through this place. We shouldn't just live as a, we are living permanently here. Oh. You want to live here permanently?
No.
But that's the way how people feel so comfortable here. They feel so comfortable. My brother, my sister, our father Abraham, he said what? He was dwelling in tabernacles, not permanent. Tomorrow they just fold the tabernacle, they moved to another place. All along he was doing what? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Looking for that city.
Amen.
For that place. Whose builder and maker. That has foundation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Whose builder and maker is God.
Hallelujah.
Same, my brother, you and me. There is no continuing city here, my dear sister. There's no continuing city here. Amen. God bless you for responding. Praise God. There's no continuing city here. But we are looking. See, we like Abraham, we are also looking for that city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
So, my brother, don't be so satisfied here. If you have not been able to complete your building, your house, don't worry.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't just tie yourself and do some. See, before you are aware, you'll be doing some fraudulent jobs. See, you get yourself into some fraudulent businesses just because you want to complete that two-bedroom house. My brother, my sister, you want to stay here permanently? It's good if you have the resources. Okay, that's fine. You have bedrooms for all your children. That's good. It's fine. But if what is coming is only sufficient for your family, please don't starve the children. Praise God.
Amen.
If what is coming in is just sufficient for Joshua, please don't starve him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We are just passing through.
That's true.
We are sojourners here. See, that's why the Bible says, lay not your treasures here. Lay your treasures where there are no what, thieves, there are no moths. Praise God. Ah.
Hallelujah.
Don't lay your treasures here. Here, corruption is corrupted. Let's call Abel and Noah. Abel and Noah. Let's look at Abel. He said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
See? A more excellent sacrifice by faith. How was he able to do that? You see, Abel was someone who was always close at home, whilst the brother always is what? He's out. And he knew what happened in the Garden of Eden.
Hallelujah.
When sin came.
Glory.
He knew it. He got a story.
Amen.
From his father Adam.
Amen.
And so you little children, be close to your parents.
Amen.
Listen to them.
Amen.
Abel was listening to his father. You see, so he told him when the sin happened in the Garden of Eden, God did something. He killed the lamb. Amen. That was the first blood sacrifice. You see? And so when God asked them to give a sacrifice to them, he knew what God needed. He looked at himself. I'm a sinner. I'm not worthy. And the only thing that can pay the price is the blood.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And through that, through faith, children, always be close to your parents. Listen to them. They have good words for you. They want you to grow up, to become true children of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You will become like Abel, and you will get a reward for it. Abel obtained what? He obtained a witness from God. See? You will also obtain a witness. Children, are you listening? You obtain a report from God that you are righteous. Amen. Faith has no hindrance. Let's look at Noah. Something that has never happened before. God said, I'm going to destroy the world with water. Rain coming from heaven. It has never rained before. And he believed. It had to be faith. It got to be faith to believe something you have never seen, yet God says is coming. It has to take faith. And he said he was moved with fear to prepare an ark. And we also, we know that something is coming. God has said something is coming. Hallelujah. Have we made a preparation ourselves? Have we made any preparation? It has to take faith to prepare yourself for that day that God says it will come. And what God has said, it will never fail. It will surely come. And if God had destroyed Sodom, had destroyed Noah's day, he's not going to spare this our age. The filthiest of all. Look, my brother, the way how Satan is working people, there is something, I've caught it. It's here. I don't want to read it even from the pulpit here. Praise the Lord. Very faulty. Now, gay, which is something that before, they cover it, they hide. Now today is very open. They take pride in it. Last Sunday we were going home. I saw a flag back in Italy. I know that flag, which has colors like the rainbow, they call it peace flag. So they write pace. Pace means peace in Italy. Then a brother was telling me, you know that, you see that flag? It is gay flag. I say, ah. So peace flag has now turned to gay flag. See? And it was just flying up there, showing that, yes. And I was told that Sunday was a gay day or something like that. Eh? Saturday? Oh, my. Gay pride. See? Now they are very proud that they are gay. Oh, my brother, look at the way, the weight of sin. Amen. Last week we were here, last Sunday we were hearing Pastor preach about test. See? God has put a test in his own creation. And that test that is in you, nothing can satisfy it. It has to take only the holy things of God, spiritual things of God that can satisfy it. Put everything inside. It can never satisfy it. That is one thing. It can't. So when you force it, what happens? It kills you. Praise the Lord. Nothing. Thank God that nothing. The devil is doing everything to use his own substitutions to satisfy people, but it's not working. That's the hand of God, the power of God. Amen. Nothing can satisfy the test that God has placed here. Amen. Amen. So why don't you take the right thing and satisfy it? You know what? There is a beach somewhere. I caught it. I have it. Have you read it? There's a beach somewhere. And maybe that was that Saturday. Openly. See? Open. They were in the act. Broad daylight. And the people of that village, they have vowed, say, we will never allow, we will never it happen again. See? I caught that script. Look at it. Filth! My brother, my sister. Run away from it, my brother. Run away from it, my sister. God is not going to spare. Filthiest of all. Run away from it, young brother. Run away from it, young my sister. My daughters, run away from it. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at the topic, faith has no hindrance. So God himself proving that hindrance cannot stop real faith. When he said, let there be light, all the void without form, whatever be it, it could not what? Withstand what? God's word of faith, the power of faith. Amen. So God already has demonstrated to us those hindrances could not stop the power of what? The power of faith. The place was without form, void, darkness, everything. Those hindrances could not stop the power of faith. Amen. The prophet said, "You do faith, you cannot feel faith. You cannot taste faith. You cannot smell faith. You don't see faith." Praise the Lord. Because it makes it what? A substance of thing you hope for. Amen. You hope for. Something that you don't see, you hope for. Oh, tonight we are going to hope for. Amen. To bring it to what? You see, there was no light, but he said, let there be light. Now we can see the light. Faith breaking through what? The hindrances. We're going to speak faith tonight to break through all hindrances. Then we can hold our testimony and say, hey, the word of God is true. Amen. But one thing, let's look at this. He said, God has given us a word covenant. And that covenant is, all things are possible to him that believe. Amen. That's our covenant. Amen. Agreement between you and God. He said, all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. That's your covenant. Oh, hallelujah. And the prophet is saying we need to be feeling this covenant in us. That you, all things are possible to you because you believe. Oh, when Samson always feels the covenant hanging behind him, oh, he moved with what? Faith. Nothing could stop him. That's our covenant. So take notice of that. All things are possible to him or to them that believe. And so the whole thing stands on believing. Hallelujah. And believing is what? Faith. Amen. He said, as long as the Christian can feel that covenant, all things are possible to him that believe. Let us feel it, my brother. He said, when you can feel that covenant faith in you, that you are God's child and a heir and every one of his promise and blessings, don't care what comes up. You wouldn't care whatever comes up. The hindrances that will come, you don't look at them. The circumstances, you don't look at them. He said, you don't care what comes up. You are more than a match for it. As long as you can feel and know that you do believe. Amen. So we go to our scripture, our text that we read. That woman of Canaan. Amen. Let's look at her. In the same message book, Perseverant, Chicago. That's 112. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. He said, this poor little woman, she had never seen him, but she had heard of him. You know, this woman is a Gentile. And probably she was living in either Tyre or Sidon. And Jesus didn't actually enter these two cities, as the scripture tells us. Because when he was rebuking Chorazin and Capernaum, he said, if what the things that were done in you were done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have what? Repented. Praise the Lord. And so here he said he went by the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Praise the Lord. And this woman, that's what the prophet is saying here, he said, he had never seen him, but she had heard of him. Hearing. You see? Faith cometh by what? Hearing. He had not seen this Jesus before, but she has heard of him. Praise God. That this man, the blind, could see. That this man can make the cripples to walk. That this man can heal all manner of diseases. Oh, he said, this man even, they said he can walk on the sea. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, oh, this man, when he said, peace be still, the storms, the billows, the winds got to obey him. Oh, he can calm the storms and make the sun to shine again. Oh, hallelujah. This man was hearing all this. She has never seen him. Faith built. And so that day she heard that he was passing along the coast. Oh, praise the Lord. Along the coast, he said, I will go and see this man today. My daughter is vexed with sickness. And today she had to be healed. Amen. And so the prophet said, before she went, there was the first hindrance was that, hey, look, you are not a Jew. Amen. So the first hindrance they gave to her, you are not a Jew. This man came for only the Jews. Amen. You know that time, the Jews have nothing to do with the Samaritans. The Samaritans. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. So the first thing, you are a Greek. He's a Jew. So the first hindrance they gave to her before even moving. But never stop her faith. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Faith has no hindrance. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to stop her. So she moved on. And when she has found him, and look at how she addressed him, that also was what? Wrong. Because it is only the Jews that can say, you son of David. He was a Gentile. But she said it anyhow. Amen. She said it anyhow. Oh, you son of David, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Let us see what. This woman here, our little Greek friend tonight, that we have here before us as our text, when she arrived at Jesus, like Jesus will arrive here with us tonight. Amen. Amen. Jesus, he has already arrived here with us tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. How many believe that? Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. So like Jesus will arrive here with us tonight. Okay, we arrive. And he comes here and proves here, he's amongst us. Well, she thought that that is settled. See, when she arrived where Jesus was, she thought that that was what? Settled. Now I've seen him. That don't settle it, no sir. That's when you just begin to fight. That's when you just start your real battle. Praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, we were out there. We were out there and there were a lot of problems. Said, oh, I've heard a message. So I'm coming in now. You've come here. That is not what the end, my brother. Dube. Amen. That's the beginning of the fight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the beginning. He said, no, sir, that's when you just begin to fight. That's when you just start your real battle in the house of God. Because now all the tilleries of the devil is what? Is upon you.
Amen.
Because you have left his camp.
Amen.
You've left his camp.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Before you were there. Amen.
Amen.
Now you left him. Oh, he will never allow you to go free. That's where the battle now starts. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When she arrived at Jesus, then Jesus said he was not sent to her race. You see, the second hindrance. Oh my. The prophet said, oh my. I was not sent to your race. See the battle she has to face. And another thing, he turned around and called her race of people nothing but a bunch of dogs. Oh. Oh. I'm not sent only to the lost sheep of the children of Israel. That didn't stop her. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That didn't stop her. She was still perseverant and said, besides it, it's not meet for me to take the children's bread and give it to you dogs. Still, she persevered.
Hallelujah.
That is faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Look at the hindrances. Now he has seen Jesus. She thought the battle is over now. But now this is where the real battle is. Though they told her, see, hey, you are a Greek. He's a Jew. See? They told her. So the first thing she met, she would say, oh, these people said it too. Let me go back. But not her.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Faith has no hindrance.
Amen.
Oh, I like that. Still, she held on. Amen.
Amen.
Hold on to it, you, my brother. Hold on to it, you, my sister.
Amen.
Praise God. She was perseverant. She was not a hotbed plant, you see.
No.
That had to be babied. Oh, some people always like to be babied. Yeah. Oh, sister, you know, you need to, see, brother. Oh, no, sir. She was not a hybrid article, like big part of the crop today. You didn't have to beg her. See, those crops, there are some crops, if you don't water it every day, the following day is off. All the time you have to water it. That's the way how some people are. But the true tree standing by the rivers of water don't need to be watered. That's what we are. Praise God. Now, sister, I tell you, you didn't have to beg her and say, now, sister, I tell you, I would encourage you to go on because, see, no, sir! There wasn't nobody there to encourage her. But even Jesus himself tried to discourage her. See? Whew. Glory! Now I feel like a holy roller, sure enough. Even Christ himself standing there trying to discourage her. But she held on. Amen. She held on, perseverant. She had arrived something. She had arrived at something. She knew it. Praise God. Oh, my brother, hindrances, a little hindrance come, and then we run away. God, if God will give it to me, okay. If he doesn't want to give it to me, I take it like that. No, sir, my brother, my sister. Amen. Stay there. What if he had called you dog and you're raised as a bunch of dogs? You, me. You go to a place asking that you know that this man has something that he can help you. Oh, you dog. Bunch, if you're all your race, they are all bunch of your dogs. Ah. I was not sent to you. You are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. See? So you will stick your nose up and turn out at the door. See? If it were you, if it were me, having been insulted that way, or having been rebuked in that way, the prophet said, you just raise your nose and then up to the window, to the door and begin going. But not this woman. Amen. Say, so see, why? You've never had faith. See, if you do that, you have never had faith. If hindrances can let you move away from what you are pursuing, then you don't have faith. He said, you never had faith to begin with. You are a hybrid, a hotbed plant. Not her. No. Something happened. Faith had anchored. She's not going to be defeated. Amen. There you are. No matter what the rest done, what the rest said, she's not going to be defeated. No, sir. My brother, my sister, we are not going to be defeated. We need jobs for those who are looking for jobs in this house. Amen. We will never be defeated. Amen. That is your word, God. Tonight, we are also holding on to that faith tonight. Amen. We will not go. Amen. Just like Jacob wrestled with the God. We will wrestle with you tonight, Lord. Sorry. Sometimes God wants that wrestling, eh? Amen. So that God wants that wrestling just to exercise. See? God wants that wrestling. Let's wrestle with him. But we wrestle against Satan. Amen. That one, see, when you are wrestling with your son or your daughter, see, you see how, as if you are putting him down, but you're still supporting him, you see? Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. That kind of wrestling, eh? There's no harm in that when you are wrestling with God. But Satan, if you have real good blows, eh? You hit him really good that he doesn't come back again. Hallelujah. Praise God with all your strength. Even Jesus himself could not discourage her. Amen. Hallelujah. See? So sometimes when you pray, and it is being held. My brother, don't leave that prayer ground. Continue. See, the woman, she wasn't discouraged. Hindrances will come, said faith has no hindrance. But I'm not sent to your race. Go on, beat it. When they say go on, beat it, that's go away. Who are you? Something like that. American English. Go on, beat it. That's care off. Go away. Praise the Lord. Said beat it on down the street. See? Come. Off that street there. I'm not sent to your people, and we are nothing but a bunch of dogs anyhow. I'm not. It's not really right for me to take the children's bread and give it to you, you bunch of dogs. Alley dogs. Street rats. Praise the Lord. Street rats. To give the children's bread to you. And so forth. See? Then what happened? That faith will always admit the word is right. Amen. Amen. Faith will always admit the word is right. Amen. And so the woman said, yes, what you are saying is true. Amen. Praise God. Faith will not be angry to retort. Why do you tell me that? Who are you yourself? No, sir. But faith, you said, you are a sinner. Yes, I'm a sinner. Yeah. You go before God and you tell him, Lord, I'm a sinner. Amen. I'm not worthy. Confession. That is faith. Confession. Whether your pastor says so or not, whether anybody else says so or not, your faith says it is right. Glory. Your faith says yes. Faith will admit the word is what? Right. So once she was called, even by Jesus Christ, and when she came to, and he rebuked her, and look at his disciples, the men that were with him, and the campaign was only, oh, beat it, get out here. You know, the disciples were telling Jesus, Jesus, send that woman away. You see? Oh, beat it, get out of here. You are annoying us. Don't bother our master. That didn't stop her. Amen. No, sir. Nothing is going to stop her because she has got faith. It's going to happen anyhow. She admitted he was right. I'm nothing but a dog. See? I don't deserve anything. But Lord, let me bring something to your memory. I am not after the bread. I want a few crumbs. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Want a few crumbs.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, when we are asking something from God, let us be prayerful over it. Something we are asking from God. Let us be sincere to our own selves.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, we said we are going to pray for jobs. So for that reason, I say, I want to be a medical doctor at Beaumont Hospital, so be praying for me. Whilst I know myself that I'm not a doctor. See, that kind of prayer, it will work. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. I will kill people if they call me. Amen. So when we are, I said, the crumbs, that is what that suits me as a dog. Amen.
Amen.
So when you are asking something from God, my brother, my sister, humble yourself.
Hallelujah.
Ask the crumbs, and he himself will give you the bread.
Amen.
Amen. Said, just I want a few crumbs.
Hallelujah.
The trouble now of it, you see, we don't have people humble themselves to get some crumbs. You see? We don't humble ourselves. I just come to see if he's the same. That I just come to see if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am after some crumbs. So let's quickly, because our time. And how different she was from now, remember. She had never seen a miracle. She was a Greek. She had never seen a miracle, yet she was persistent because something inside her, you see, something inside of her told her she was going to see one. Amen. Faith that today God had to answer me. I'm going to see one today. Praise the Lord. I'm going to see a miracle today. Believe it, my brother. Believe it, my sister. Let that thing be ringing in you that you are going to see something tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, you finished. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. So we have this lady as our. There are other characters I'd wanted to bring about. I wanted to bring Jacob. I wanted to bring Jabez. Have you heard of Jabez before? Oh, one of these nights I'm going to bring him. When he was born, hindrance already was hanging over him. He was called sorrow. See? Sorrow. Already, like Jacob, also a supplanter. The name already is what? A hindrance. Praise the Lord. But what this Jabez prayed, cleared, see, his prayer of faith kicked away all the name sorrow that has the mother has put upon him. It kicked that name away. Faith could not what? Hindrance could not stand his faith. And he said, God, increase my costs, my borders. See, look, my brethren, we have tightened ourselves to a small place and pray that God opens Amen. Your borders.
Amen.
Because he's able. When you go to Rome, when you're going to the Colosseum, there is a place they've put series of pictures over there. First, it starts with only a small place where they've put Rome. When you look at the second picture, you see how they expanded. Then the third, how they expanded. Fourth, how they expanded. Till when they covered the whole of what? Europe, including even the UK. See? From just one city, you can expand your borders.
Amen.
We will come on Jabez one of these nights and use him as our prayer lead. Tonight we have taken what? The Canaan woman. I wanted to just bring in Jacob and Jabez, but we have no sufficient time. Our next prayer meeting, praise the Lord. How many believe that faith has no hindrance?
Amen.
God bless you. Faith has no hindrance. Hallelujah. So tonight, I want to read Matthew 17:19. He said, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence you want yonder place, and it shall remove.
Amen.
And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting.
Amen.
Amen. You know the story already. A man brought his son who was dumb, and he just saw the disciples, said, please, can you heal my son for me? And probably the disciples were just stamping their feet, kicking the air. It didn't work. But when the man brought the child to Jesus Christ, he just sent that demon out. And the disciples came to him to ask why we weren't able. You know, the time when disciples were with Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost had not yet come upon them. Praise the Lord. They were taking everything very easy. You see? Sabbath, because they are with Jesus, they enter into the corn field, they break corn and just eat. Praise the Lord. They were very free. Nothing bothers them. They weren't praying. Praise the Lord. They weren't fasting. So they couldn't heal. But when Jesus had been taken away and has sent the Comforter, has sent the Holy Ghost, and when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, that day when Peter and John were entering into that beautiful gate, synagogue, where they saw a man that was seated and then stretched forth his hands to ask for alms. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But that day, when they had been praying, when Jesus had gone, they had received the Holy Spirit. During those days, they were praying.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
They were armed. So this time along, he said, look unto us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Silver and gold we have none.
Amen.
But as much that we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we see it. Prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. Do you know how to sing, My Faith Looks Up to Thee?
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing that song, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. No hindrance. Take it tonight. No hindrance. Don't let anything be a hindrance to your faith. Praise the Lord. You are more than able. That Canaan woman, hindrances upon hindrances. But she received. Jesus said, great faith you have. Amen. Let it be unto you according to as you will. Tonight, it will be unto us according as we will. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to pray. Our brethren are looking for job in this house. That the Lord, it is so difficult. There is no job anywhere. But we know we have a living God that can make a way where there is no way. He can make rivers to come upon dry lands. He can make a way where the sea, he can make a way through them. Our faith looks up to thee tonight, Lord. The Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear while we pray, Lord. Amen.
My faith looks up to thee.
Now sing it with true faith upon your heart.
Lamb of Calvary.
With true faith and all that you need tonight. Oh, yes.
Is far
as thou.
Jesus died for me. As we sing this, my brother, my sister, lift up your faith to look unto him this tonight. Remember, your brother is looking for a job. Your sister is looking for a job. Your brother is looking for his documents. Your sister is looking for, you know the need of your brother. You know the need of your sister. We are one body. Let us all with one faith pray and say, Lord, we hold on to you tonight, Lord, because we know you have never changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, yes. Brother, let us throw ourselves into prayer now. Let us all pray. Pray, my brother, my sister. Tonight, there is needs in this house. There are needs in this house. We are a body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are a body. Some of our brothers, they are going through. They are going through times, difficult times. But we know we have a God who has assured us tonight that there is no hindrance. There is no hindrance if we shall mount up with faith. No hindrance can stop it. Just look at He Himself.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have a prayer request here. Our precious sister Faith in Mayo, she's not feeling well. Oh, yes, we look at, oh God, a Canaan woman. Oh, yes, Lord. She came to you with faith upon her heart. And Lord, she never went back the same. Oh, her request, oh God, because of her faith, Lord, you healed her daughter. Lord, tonight, oh Lord Jesus, we have taken this subject, oh God, to be the basis, oh Lord, where we stand tonight, Lord Jesus, knowing that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we commit our sister Faith, Lord, into your hands, Lord, that Father, oh, that sickness, in the name of Jesus Christ, we send them far away. We claim total healing for our sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, as you heal that Canaan woman's daughter, Lord, we know you are that same God tonight. We know the Lord Jesus, you are that same healer tonight. Father, We are not looking at any hindrance tonight. All that we look, oh God, that we believe, oh Lord, that our faith tonight, oh Lord Jesus, will break through every sickness, Lord. As we claim it to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Tonight, oh God, we are keeping up in our heart, Lord. Faith has no hindrance. Faith has no hindrance. We are believing it tonight, Lord. Because, Lord, you set the example for us. When you said, let there be light, there was light. That the world was framed by faith. The faith through the word of God. That is what, Lord, we have taken tonight. To bring to pass the things that are not. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the covenant tonight that all things are possible to them that believe. We take this covenant, Lord, upon ourselves and move forward to claim all that the palmer worms and the caterpillars and the locusts and the canker worms have eaten. To claim everything, Lord. To set everything right. To restore everything, Lord. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Faith has no hindrance. We believe it to God. Nothing can stop a true faith as long as we believe. We thank you for tonight, Lord. For renewing our faith, Lord. Renewing, Lord, our strength, Lord. We thank you that we've got the power. In the name of Jesus Christ, though Satan will range, but we will never be defeated. Amen. Because we've got the power. My brother, my sister, give us that song as we sing to close. We've got the power. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's sing with joy because we know tonight we have won a victory. We have won a victory tonight. Sister, God richly bless you. Whatever is upon your heart, the Lord has heard it and she will make it to you in Jesus' name. My brother, all that has been on your heart, the Lord has made it for you. No hindrance.
Let's agree together with all of our enemies at our feet.
Yes. Whatever we have bind tonight is bound in heaven. That when two shall agree, and we are more than two tonight.
God the power in the name of Jesus. God the
oh, Satan, what is your hindrance?
In the name of the Lord.
Oh, we can't find it. Because our faith has already broken down all hindrances and obstacles. Nothing can stop what we have uttered tonight. Because we got the power.
For many years.
Yeah.
us. Satan tried to stop us.
Satan tried to stop us.
But tonight,
of Jesus,
the Lord has made us to know that you are just a scarecrow.
Like a mighty army,
we will keep on marching forward. We will never go backwards. We will go forward.
Every battle with the Lord by our side.
Ah, yes, sir. Never, never. We don't know what we call defeat.
In the name of the Lord, we've got the power.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have won the victory for us. The captain of the Lord hosts.
God the power.
I've already taken
in the name of the Lord
the lead to prepare every game.
You
don't care about all your hindrances have become what? They become scarecrow to us tonight. All the obstacles that you have laid,
the name of the Lord,
they become nothing to us tonight. Because the word of God are proving it.
In the name of Jesus, we've got the power. In the name of the Lord, thou Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. God the power
in the name of the Lord. Just raise up your hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Just raise up your hand and say, Lord, I thank you for the victory.
Amen.
I thank you for the victory. Amen. Amen. I thank you that, Lord, you have heard me tonight. I thank you that, Lord, your word of God has proven that there is no hindrance. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. Thank you that, Lord, you have answered our prayer. Thank you that, Lord Jesus, we will come back, oh God, with testimony to glorify your name. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that, oh God, oh, we bless your wonderful name. Thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ as we ask our precious brother Michael to come and give us a prayer of closing. God, richly bless you. Oh, thank you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for thy word tonight, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, for coming down into our midst tonight. We thank you, Father, for opening our understanding unto thy word, Father.
Amen.
We thank you for granting us access even to feed on thy word, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for filling us tonight, Father.
Amen.
Lord, the Bible says that without faith, no man shall please God.
Amen.
Father, without faith, no one can stand before thee, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, the disciples prayed and said, Lord, increase our faith.
Amen.
Oh, tonight, Father, we pray tonight, Lord, that you shall increase our faith, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, take away every hindrance in our way, oh Father.
Yes, Lord.
And increase our faith tonight, oh God.
In
even
Jesus
as our
name.
Apostles prayed in those days, Father, for they realized how powerful faith was, Father.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, have mercy on us, Father. And wherever, Lord, we have shortened, oh God, may you increase our faith, Father.
Yes,
and when
Lord.
We go before thee in prayer, oh Lord.
Amen.
Nothing can stand in our way, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Okay. We pray tonight, Lord, and we commit every brother here, every sister here, Lord, who is looking for work, oh God. Lord, we lift them before thee, Father.
Yes,
the Bible
yes.
said that the hand that should not work, Lord, shall not eat, oh Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh Lord, may you open doorways, Father, in
Amen.
The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, you are the one who has got the keys of David in your hand.
Yes,
the Bible
Lord.
Said that when you open, no one closes.
Amen.
And when he closes, no one opens. open.
Thank
Lord,
you, Lord,
may you open every door of jobs in the life of our
in the name of
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray, Father, every door of jobs, Lord, that have been shut in your life, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, Jesus,
may you open them all right now,
Amen,
Father.
God.
In the name of Jesus,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We pray also, Father, anyone who has put a request before you, Lord, and they are waiting on you patiently.
Oh,
they are
yes,
believing
Lord.
And trusting you, Lord. Lord, may you hear their cry and may you answer their prayer, Father. If any demon of God has withheld the answer to their prayer, Lord, may you send for your
angels,
Lord,
Jesus'
to
name.
Come and release your answer to them
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
The Bible says, if two or three shall agree
Amen.
On a thing and pray,
Amen.
The Lord shall hear
Amen.
And answer. Lord, tonight we are more than two, we are more than three.
Yes,
therefore,
Lord.
I agree tonight, O God, that everyone of here, Lord, who are waiting for their particulars,
oh,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Who are waiting to have their stay here regularized, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, hear their cry, O God, and answer
in
their
the
prayer.
Name of
remove
Jesus
every hindrance, Father. Every Red Sea in front of them, Lord, may you make a way to
Amen.
Them, Father. Every Jericho wall, may you
Thank
put them all down,
Lord
Father.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord, every Jordan River, Lord, may you open them all
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. And tonight, Lord, as we live here, we pray that, Lord, you shall bless all of us.
Amen.
Spiritual blessings.
Amen.
You shall grant all of us material blessings.
Amen.
You shall grant all of our financial blessings.
Amen.
You shall grant all our physical blessings, oh Lord.
Yes,
may
Lord.
You go before us by your mighty arm outstretched. May you remove every trap on our way, Father. All plans of the devil against any of us, let your blood cast
in
them
the
all.
Name
in the
of
name
Jesus
of Jesus Christ.
Christ.
Every spiritual lying mind, Lord, the devil has set up against us. Oh, Lord, let your light be a light on our path, Father.
Amen.
Let your word be a light on our way, oh God.
Yes,
go
Lord.
Before us and walk in front of us, Father, and remove every trap on our way in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, as we depart from here, Father, Lord, we are not departing from your presence.
Yes.
Lord, let every tear be wiped away.
Amen.
Put a smile upon every face, Lord.
Amen.
Gladden every heart, oh God.
Yes.
Take away every sorrow, we pray, thee, Father. Let your people burst into laughter and come and stand here, Lord, and give testimony and
Amen.
Say, this is what the Lord has done, oh God. For you all, you are an awesome God. We bless you tonight, Father. We commit the rest of the weekend to your hands, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, may you just step ahead of us, Lord.
Amen.
May you shield all of us, Father, even in our beds, in our rooms, Lord, in our houses tonight, Father. Let your blood mark every lamppost of our houses, Father.
Yes, Lord.
May you clothe us. We know tonight, Lord, that we have really hurt the devil. And Lord, he will come after us. But the Bible tells us, if the Lord be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
The Bible says, he that is with us, is greater than he does in the world.
Mm.
We have no fear of the devil. All that we pray for that tonight, Lord, is that, Lord, you will hide us in your name.
Amen.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved.
Yes.
Tonight, Lord, we have run into your name, Father. Keep us all safe tonight in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Give us safe transportation messages as we go home, Father. Tonight, may you bless our brother who has just given us this message, Father. Lord, you have used his lips, O God. Lord God, may you replenish whatever has gone out of him, Father. May
yes,
you increase
Lord.
Him, I pray. May you anoint him, Lord. May you grant
Lord.
His heart desire, oh Lord.
Yes,
may you
Lord.
Hear his cry when he goes before you in prayer. And may you answer all his prayers, Father.
Amen.
We pray for our pastor, Lord, and the family, wherever they are tonight.
Yes,
we lead
Lord.
Them all before you, oh God.
Amen.
Let your hand be upon him, Lord.
Amen.
Let your grace, Lord, be more than enough for him, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let your glory surround him in the name
in
of Jesus,
Jesus
Christ,
name.
Brother. We're praying who couldn't come, Father Lord, wherever they are, read them all before you. Lord, for some reason, Father Lord, those who didn't come, Lord, because of genuine reasons, Father, Lord, may you just, Lord, do something and make a way for them, Father. That
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, next time they will be among us, Father. But those, Lord, who, because of Lord's selfish desires, are not coming down, as the Bible says that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Lord, may you send down your own spiritual sheep, Lord, wherever they are, chase them, O God, and may them come here, Father,
Amen.
And join us, Lord, as one body, Father, as we worship you in truth and in spirit.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
All of us, Lord. Bless our children. Bless our families, our loved ones, Father, Lord. Our friends, wherever they are. Touch them all, Father, for our sake. And bless them all, Father. And when you tarry, Father, Lord God, and Lord God, Saturday be ours. Lord, may you guide us, our feet here. And Lord, we shall give you the glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you, brother. Take the name of the Lord with you.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of all and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of all and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, pray that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our soul with joy. When his loving arm receives us, and his song our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.